Tammazan, Wallahu alam bisawab. God knows what is good. What was God doing here? Then he will say, I will return. Oh, my friends, we return to the story of the parrot. Did he need to do that? Did he tell us that I'm going out of this story? I'm going back to the parrot and the merchant and India. Then, okay, something happened. This important thing is in one simple verse, that the merchant accepted this message and accepted this message to take this greeting to those people who have something in common with this. Why did he do this? He's telling a story. Why did he cut it short? For two reasons. One, this is a very long explanation. If he wants to give it to you, there is nothing else. The time will not be left for anything else, because this is what he's talking about up to the end. But let's go back at the beginning. At the beginning, he said some little stuff. Remember? When he said, I would love to find a chest which is torn apart by separation. You remember that verse, right? What was it in Persian? You remember the Persian verse? What is torn apart? Over there he will say, you should remember the Persian. Sinakhaham shabhe shabhe az firaq. Means I'm looking for a chest being torn apart by separation, right? But you remember how he said torn apart? Is shabhe shabhe. Means it's sliced. But let's go to that shabhe. What it means, shabhe? Mm-hmm. What else? Do you know Chinese? Well, let me know.
Well, sharh is, well, explanation is one of them.
Sharh is explanation. Description. Why? Because when you don't understand something, they really analyze it, means cut it to pieces to show it to you. Right?
Tashri'.
Tashri'. Analysis. Yes, it's analysis, detection, and all that is tashri'. So he's talking about that subject at the beginning and say, okay, you know what? I explain this, but it doesn't happen like this. You should be familiar, you should feel that separation. You should be analyzed yourself, then I could talk to you about this. He remembers that here, he will say, sharh in kutah kun. Make this sharh, this explanation, little. And rukh zin betab, means turn your face from this. Oh, I could give a 2-hour minimum lecture about this verse only. He said, in chess, there is this elephant, the other one is? What is the other one? There is elephant which is going diagonal. What is?
Castle.
Rukh. Here he will say, Rukh zin betab. Because in Persian, if I say, turn your castle from this, means look other way. He's using that word. Sharhin kutahun rukh zin betab means turn your face. Then dammazan. Damzadan is when you cannot control yourself and you interrupt the speech of the master. When you talk when you're not supposed to talk, that's damzadan. He'll say, don't do that. Wallahu alam bisawab. Suddenly Arabic. Why? Because when they bring pure Arabic text in Persian language, means this is like holy book. and try to understand the essence. What is the essence of Wallahu A'lam Bis-Sawab? You will tell us, what is the essence of that sentence?
I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm.
Means only God knows what love is. I wonder why. Why? Could we say that only God knows what love is? Yes, we can. Because we said something that the outcome will be like that. Do you remember when we were talking about love? Do you? You should, because that's the only thing I'm talking here about. Love. And I told you, love is not something to understand. The only person who understands love is someone in love, right? Who is in love?
The lover.
Who is the best lover? Who is the only lover in this universe?
God.
You know who lover is? Lover is the one who gives and asks for nothing to for return. And that's God. Love is the one who sacrifices the best for the silly action of beloved. He sacrificed the angel of knowledge, Satan, just for these stupid ones. Me and my wife all together to have a bite of that fruit. Love is that, and to us, love is the essence of God. So only He knows what love is. Why shouldn't I go on and dissect it? Because the whole of it is what I'm looking for. By dissection, it doesn't come out. So I will cut this dissection, this sharh, this analysis. Because you should feel it, and it comes just like that. It's not that you will learn half of it today, half of it tomorrow. Because there is no half love. Remember? It's a state of mind, which is what? Is something given to me. This me, receiver one, before receiving is who? Is the merchant and the handmaiden. And the one, the self-confidence one, the jealous one, the altogether the animal one. And they gave me a gift. And it's a gift. How do I know it's a gift? Is there any way that I could be sure that this... Suddenly I realize I have this, okay? Is there any way that I understand this is a gift? Anyone? Yes, when I cannot buy it. So it's a gift. Could you buy love? Could you grab it? Could you tame it? What can you do with it? Nothing. It's only a gift. Even the potential of love is a gift. Gift of from whom? There is only one source for this love. It's coming from her. Right? So why should I dissect it? I let it move in you. I could do better. God knows I could do better. This is how he feels. He'll say, now I stop this. He started to explain it and explain it. Then, no, wait a minute. Let's go back to totality. Let's go back to the story. Because in the story, the vision was already done. A little dissection over there to put aside these canis, that gulam, that the slaves that you were thinking about, and this parrot. I'll go to that, you know, in hope of what? Rumi hoped for something. That your merchant will accept this responsibility to carry on with this message. Because you are learning a message. We're talking about the way, not the way your parrot talks. We know your parrot is not talking.